Brian Pierce preaching from Rome, Italy, for Sunday, May 16th, the Feast of the Ascension. The text for today is Ephesians 1, 17 to 23. The title, Absence Becomes Presence. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which God has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of God's great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And God has put all things under his feet, and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. The word of the Lord. This Feast of the Ascension has always been a bit of a mystery for me. The disciples have gone through the terrible experience of the cross, and then their terrible pain was filled with joy when they sensed and experienced and lived the presence of the risen Christ in their midst. And then, after such a short time, they're asked again to enter into an experience of absence. Jesus going back to the Father, back to God, back to prepare a place for us. The Jesus who says to the disciples, if I don't go, the Spirit cannot come. Ascension, paradoxically, is another experience of absence. Jesus leaving the disciples alone. And certainly, even though there was a lot of energy and the Spirit did come 50 days later, they had to have experienced once again a kind of sadness. Who will teach us? How will we know what to do? What do we do when we're feeling alone and without a shepherd to guide us? But it seems that this mystery of our faith is an invitation for us to enter more into this, what I might call, paschal absence. An absence, an emptiness, that in some very mysterious way is filled with a presence. It's like we can't truly awaken to the fullness of the risen Christ until there is a space broad and deep enough within us for us to have that experience. In our gospel that we'll hear today from Luke, it says that Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures. This openness, this place within us that can receive the word and receive the presence of the risen Christ requires, in a strange way, a kind of emptiness, an absence. Our reading to the Ephesians speaks of our hearts being enlightened so that we can know the hope to which we've been called to. How do we experience this enlightened heart? How do we let Jesus give us the fullness of the word? Gerald May, who was a great spiritual teacher, spiritual director, who died not many years ago, said this in his book called Addiction and Grace. He said, although God calls us toward a more perfect life, we cannot personally achieve the state of perfection. We need to recognize that the incompleteness within us, our personal insufficiency, does not make us unacceptable in God's eyes. Far from it. Our incompleteness is the empty side of our longing for God and for love. It is what draws us toward God and one another. We can think of our inadequacies as terrible defects if we want and hate ourselves. But we can also think of them affirmatively as doorways through which the power of grace can enter our lives. Isn't this what ascension is really about? About an incompleteness, an emptiness, a longing because of this absence of Jesus, the physical, historical Jesus. Isn't it that incompleteness that opens this door within us through which the risen Christ can become a reality within us? Could it be that we have to let go of that Jesus, that we would sit at his feet and listen to him and feel his presence and hear his words and share a meal with him, as if there's something about losing that presence in order to experience a deeper, more powerful presence, to truly experience that the risen Christ lives in us and among us? We are now his body, as Paul says so frequently. We now must be the presence of the risen Christ in the empty inadequacies of our world today. So incompleteness, absence, becomes the doorway through which we experience fullness, presence. I'd like to end with some words from the great Indian philosopher and poet Rabindranath Tagore, who invites us in a poetic way to embrace this experience of emptiness and absence as a way to enter into the fullness of the mystery. Time after time I came to your gate with raised hands, asking for more and yet more. You gave and you gave, now in slow measure, now in sudden excess. I took some, and some things I let drop. Some lay heavy on my hands. Some I made into playthings, and I broke them when I was tired, till the wrecks and the hoard of your gifts grew immense, hiding you, and the ceaseless expectations wore my heart out. Take, oh take, has now become my cry. Shatter all from this beggar's bowl. Put out this lamp of the importunate watcher. Hold my hands. Raise me from the still gathering heap of your gifts into the bare infinity of your uncrowded presence. Happy feast day.